Is this going to last? Well, not if the consensus of geologists is correct. Details are always uncertain, especially in the case of oil production, because most of the information is in the hands of the oil companies who aren't telling anybody. But there's a pretty reasonable consensus that this is temporary, that sometime in the not-too-distant future there'll be an oil crisis. The rate of discovery, which increased from mid-19th century steadily, peaked around 1965. It's been declining ever since. That is, with new high technology and deep drilling and everything else, still the rate of discovery has been declining. The rate of oil use, on the other hand, has been increasing. After the so-called crisis in 1973, when the prices shot up, from that period until today, almost half of the total oil consumption in history has been since that time. That's the last 25 years, and it's going up. It's expected that there's kind of like a magic 50% mark where you've used up 50% of the exploitable oil. That's expected to come not too far in the future. And if you extend these trend lines, you can see what's happening. Maybe a decade or a couple of decades. I mean, people disagree about the date, but not qualitatively. Furthermore, most of the remaining oil is in the Middle East. The percentage of exploitable oil in the Middle East is increasing. The other regions, that, like Alaska and the North Sea, were always known to be quite small by comparison, and they're kind of reaching exhaustion. The Middle East will remain as the major center, primarily Saudi Arabia, secondarily Iraq, and that'll unless there's some, you know, something that nobody knows about, that'll continue. That means that control over this region is going to be extremely important. If James Akins, who's an old oil hand, who was the former U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia, recently said, as only a semi-joke, that when the price per barrel of oil gets up to $30, you'll see that Saddam Hussein will turn into Mother Teresa. That sort of captures the point, I think. But of course, only if U.S.-based majors get first pickings on it. Certainly not if the Iraqi people do. It's a region of a lot of complex crises and conflicts, many of them related to just this fact. People in the region have never accepted the fact that the profits from their sole resource should go to the West, and that leads to all sorts of problems. To maintain control, it's been necessary to have brutal regimes around which will suppress their own populations. Well, you know, the family dictatorships in the Gulf are too weak to do that. They have to be kept weak, so they'll do what they're told. But they can't. They don't have the force to really repress populations. So there's always been what Nixon's Secretary of Defense called cops on the beat, you know, local police force of tough guys around the region who keep order. And they're preferably non-Arab, because they do better shooting Arabs, apparently. There's been such an alliance. That was the main role of Iran, as long as it was under the Shah. That's why the U.S. supported him so strongly. It's been the main role of Israel, particularly since 1967. Turkey is another major. Pakistan has been another. This ring of non-Arab states are supposed to keep order. There's a lot of conflict now about